From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is no sign of violence abating in Iraq. At least six American soldiers were wounded today in apparently unrelated incidents. In Baghdad, three were hurt when a makeshift bomb exploded beside their vehicle, according to a U.S. military spokesman. Three others were wounded in two separate grenade attacks around the capital. Some 35 miles west of Baghdad, in the town of Fallujah, thousands chanted anti-U.S. slogans after an explosion at a local mosque killed at least nine people. Fallujah residents are blaming U.S. forces for the blast, but American spokesmen have denied any involvement. NPR's Kate Seeley traveled to Fallujah today and filed this report.
Bearing five cloth-draped coffins, an angry crowd marched through Fallujah's dusty streets to a nearby cemetery. There is no God but Allah, they chanted, while dozens of men shot off AK-47s into the air. One young mourner, Muhammad Asir, said the real battle was just beginning against U.S. forces. Hopefully this will mark the start of a holy war, he said. Fallujah, a Sunni Muslim stronghold, has been a hotbed of armed anti-American resistance. For the past several weeks, U.S. troops have faced regular attacks in the town. They enraged many residents after shooting and killing 20 people during two anti-American protests in April. Now, many locals are saying last night's explosion at one of the town's mosques was the result of an American missile attack. Yes, we heard planes, and then we saw a flash, said several men who claimed to live near the mosque. They milled about the bomb site, picking through shattered cement and debris. Two rooms on the side of the mosque compound were flattened in the explosion. Residents say a cleric was inside at the time, teaching some 27 students. Bassam Jawad says he believes Americans deliberately targeted a Muslim site. They want to destroy Muslims, he says. Why else strike a mosque? Look at what they've done in Afghanistan and Palestine. Now they want to destroy Muslims here. In a nearby home, the mother of one of the victims said her son's death was just the latest crime carried out by American soldiers. Om Ahmed said their actions could never be forgiven, even if they were a mistake. Millions will take revenge, she says. Our son's blood won't be forgotten. But speaking to reporters outside the Fallujah mayor's office, the local U.S. commander, Colonel Joseph DeSalvo, denied that an American missile had struck the mosque. He said it was obvious from the blast pattern made by the explosion.
There were no U.S. warplanes involved. There was no American attack on this mosque. There was no artillery fired. It simply was an explosion from inside the building, inside the mosque compound, adjacent to the mosque.
De Silva vowed that the local mayor and police chief would mount an investigation. He said he was confident that the truth would emerge and U.S. forces would be absolved of blame. De Silva insisted that U.S.-Iraqi relations in Fallujah are improving steadily, despite the tensions evident in the streets today. In Baghdad, U.S. Civil Administrator Paul Bremer told a press conference that the general situation was improving throughout Iraq.
Freedom becomes more and more entrenched, and the dark days of the Ba'athist regime are further and further back in people's memories. The coalition will succeed in its goal to establish real freedom and democracy in Iraq. Make no mistake about it. We will succeed.
But back on the streets of Fallujah, shopkeeper Ali Abdullah was less optimistic. It's going to get worse and worse here, he says. It's better if the Americans leave Iraq soon. Kate Seeley, NPR News.